Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Good afternoon, everybody. I like saying good afternoon, even though today it's not. It's absolutely freezing cold out there. And I don't like presenters who go on about the weather first out, but it really is exceptionally cold, if you haven't discovered that already and haven't been out yet. So I hope you're snuddled by the fire and ready for another 2 hours of Swing Time here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM with myself, John Yule, and a little bit later on, Michael Coates. If you aren't snuddled up by a fire, at the very least, I hope that the car radiator's working well, or that you're well wrapped up as you're walking around with your buds in your ears as you listen to the programme on your phone. Right, we began back in 1996 with one of the last albums from the great Horace Silver, an album called The Hard Bop Grand Pop, which was recorded at the Bill Schneid Studios in North Hollywood, California, of course, in February and March 1996. And what a lineup we have here. Claudio Roditi on the trumpet and flugelhorn, Michael Brecker on tenor, Steve Turay on trombone, Ronnie Kerber on baritone, Ron Carter on bass, Louis Nash on drums, and of course Horace Silver on piano. He was the composer of every track on this album, the Hard Bop Grand Pop, and the track we heard was Serenade to a Tea Kettle, which if you've ever stayed in an American home, you'll know is almost certainly a kettle to put on top of the stove, because Americans don't have electric kettles. We don't appear to have heard much, over here at least, from pianist and vocalist Pieter Cinciotti in recent times, but he appears to have been busy with a full calendar of bookings, including an upcoming Christmas season at the Café Carlisle in New York. His recordings, however, have not been so prolific recently, and here we hear from his album, originally called Pieter Cinciotti, recorded at the Avatar Studios in New York City and released in 2003. With Pieter, we hear Scott Kritzer on tenor, David Fink on bass, and Kenny Washington on drums. This album is called here, or this track rather, this number, is called Miss Brown. As opposed to Miss Brown to You, which was the original title, this is something of a rarity, this song, I feel. Written by Richard Whiting, Ralph Ranger and Leo Robbins, it was first recorded in 1935 by Billie Holiday. Anyway, here is Miss Brown, sung for us and played for us by Pieter Cinciotti.
Think is coming to town? You'll never guess who. The lovable, huggable Emily Brown. She's Miss Brown to you. What if the rain comes pattering down? My heaven is blue. Tennessee's sending me Emily Brown, she's Miss Brown to you. I know her eyes will thrill you. But go slow. Don't you all get too familiar. Why do you think she's coming to town? You just wait and you see. The lovable, huggable little Miss Brown, she is baby to me. eyes will thrill you. But go slow, just take it slow. Don't you all get too familiar. Why do you think she's coming to town? Just wait and you'll see. The lovable, huggable little Miss Brown. She is baby to me. She is baby to me. Yeah, she's baby to me.
Miss Brown from Peter Concetti. A regular visitor to Sheffield now, Gregor Barty, who of course is the saxophonist based on Rhode Island, and he plays both alto and tenor on this forthcoming album, which he's playing along with pianist Kenny Barron, whose own work is celebrated on this double CD, Magic Dance, the music of Kenny Barron, recorded at the Van Gelder Studios, Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey, and released in 2021. Along with Greg and Kenny, we hear Desmond Douglas on bass and Jonathan Blake on drums. This composition, I assume, is a tribute to Bud Powell. It's called Bud Like. Kenny Barron and Greg Abati here on Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, presented as usual for this first hour by yours sincerely, John Yule, to be followed by Michael Coates at the turn of the hour. We are staying with Kenny Barron now, and a solo performance recorded on July the 30th, 2020, at the Theatre de l'Athénée Louis Jouvet in Paris. Chosen because of its exceptional acoustics, which you're about to hear. The album is called The Source, and this is a composition from another legendary pianist, but not from Kenny Barron and not from Bud Powell either. It's a composition by Thelonious Monk, a very familiar number called Well You Needn't. Thank you. Marvellous playing. Kenny Barron's take on Thelonious Monk. Eric Wyatt plays tenor, soprano and alto on his album Look to the Sky. I was going to say not all at once, but with all the overdubbing that takes place these days, he might well be doing so. It was recorded at the Acoustic Sound Studios in Brooklyn on July the 31st, 2017. Eric was born in Brooklyn, and his godfather is none other than Sonny Rollins. With him on this album, we have Benito Gonzalez on piano, Kay and Harold on trumpet, on bass we have Eric Wheeler, and on the drums we have Shimashiku Takahashi. Here's Eric's own composition, which is half a title track. The album is called Look to the Sun, and the track is called Look to the Sky, Sister Carol.
Thank you.
Eric Wyatt from his album Look to the Sky, not Look to the Sun, as I think I misannounced just before we played that last track. Here on Swing Time, it's time for the gig guide for the forthcoming week, and we begin this evening at Worksop Library, who will be presenting the Peter Donaldson Blues Band, Peter on vocals and guitar, Bob Mayock on guitar and vocals, Anthony Fernie Beale on bass, and John Thomas in on the drums. That's Worksop tomorrow evening, tomorrow evening in Sheffield, Jazz at the Lescar. We have a duo appearing, that's the Swiss-Albanian singer Alina Dooney with the very popular guitarist Rob Luft, who's played with a lot of the big names from the British scene in recent years. Cabanas tomorrow night, the band concerned is called Louie Louie Louie, and they'll be playing swing, jump jive, ska and red hot rhythm and blues. Two gigs of interest at the University of Sheffield this week. First of all, on Thursday at 7:30, this is at Firth Hall, and the admission is only £5. They'll be presenting two outstanding Italian pianists, Maria Chiara Arrigigio and Bruno Hainan, who I saw first at the St Ives Jazz Club about 5 or 6 years ago. I can really recommend Bruno's playing, particularly if you're a big fan of the Bill Evans-influenced style. Also at the University of Sheffield on Friday evening, but this time in the Octagon Centre at 6:30, there'll be a show called Swing Into Christmas with the 30-piece Down for the Count Orchestra. The orchestra, or the big band, is being increased in size to include a full string section and a couple of vocalists. So that's Down for the Count Orchestra at the Octagon Centre on Friday evening. Finally, early notice of the next Keith Peters Big Band gig, which will be next Tuesday, the 17th of December, at the usual venue, the Farm Road Social Club. Over recent weeks, we have been paying tribute to the recently deceased drumming legend Roy Haynes. Later in his career, well into his ninth decade, Roy led a variety of lineups, concentrating on the development of young talent. Here he is with a trio, led by Roy, of course, at the Avatar Studios in New York City, November 1999, on piano Danilo Perez and on bass John Petitucci. This is a composition by former trumpeter George Treadwell and Sarah Vaughan, who were actually married at the time that they got together to write this composition, called Shoelay a Bop.
Thank you.
Shoelay Abop from Roy Haynes, who we've just been discussing in the studio, may well have recorded in no less than eight, probably eight different decades. That's an astonishing record. From a composition by Sarah Vaughan to a performance by her. Her album, Sarah Vaughan Sings the Mancini Songbook, a self-explanatory title. Obviously, the album covers the work of Henry Mancini, whose centenary it is this year. He was born in 1924 in a place called Little Italy in Ohio. Well, with his name, he would have been born somewhere like Little Italy, wouldn't he? Sarah Vaughan album then, recorded in December 1964 at the A&R Studios in New York City. It was produced by someone that we lost this year, Quincy Jones. But the arrangement this time is actually by Bob James. Originally a tune called Lujon, a tune from Henry Mancini that was originally recorded vocally by Johnny Hartman. Now, I'm not aware of this tune having been used in a film at the time it was composed, although it has been used in a number of films quite some years since. The lyric we hear now is by Norman Gimbel, who changed the title from Lujon to Slow Hot Wind. It's performed for us now, as I said, by Sarah Vaughan. Sung for us by the one and only Sarah Vaughan. Right, big band time now here on Swing Time, and from the Capitol Studios in Hollywood, released in 2019, it's Gordon Goodwin's Big Fat Band. Fat, of course, is spelt P-H-A-T, and the album is called The Gordian Knot. All the compositions and arrangements are, in fact, by Gordon Goodwin. We hear two solos on this track that's coming up. On soprano, Eric Marienthal, and on guitar, Andrew Sinowek. We are set to go, I understand. Are we, yes, Mike? This track that's coming up then from the album The Gordian Knot, the Gordon Goodwin Big Fat Band and Don't Blink.
Thank you.
Gordon Goodwin's Big Fat Band and a track called Don't Blink. And that just about takes us to the end of Swing Time, or the first hour of Swing Time, I should say, here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. One track to go, and Michael will be along after the studio ID with the second hour of the programme. So, trying to wind things up then, this is John Yule saying thanks for being with me for the last hour or so, and we're finishing with Gordon Goodwin's Big Fat Band, the same album, it's actually the opening track, and again a solo from Eric Marianthal, this time on alto. This is called T.O.P. Adjacent.
One, two, T.O.P.